Hi there and welcome to Side Hustle. I'm John Aird and together with Oliver Barry, we will chat to outstanding individuals and learn about their products, the supply and the discipline it takes to make it work.
Hi, I'm Oliver Barry. If you're a small business or you're looking for ideas to start a business or you want to support a small business, then stay tuned. Side Hustle is the show for you. So, let's hustle.
Times are changing and businesses need to be more active online, and that's where your competition is and potential customers are. Our friends at BMDM Digital have compiled a 52-page guide on social media. It's free to download. Find the link in the description. How's it, guys, and welcome back. I'm here with my mate Jerome, and his side hustle is JG Group. How's it, Jerome? How are you doing?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me this morning.
Lekker, man, lekker. Jerome, tell me a bit about yourself. What's the story? You've got a side hustle. What do you do during the day? Let's tell everyone what the story is.
Yeah, so I started JG Group while I was a manager at SA Home Loans. Okay. Around about the same time that Facebook started. Just because I saw the whole world kind of going digital. And digital photography became a thing, and video became a thing, and pictures became a thing. So, yeah, it's a good time to start something in that field.
Yes. Okay. Excellent, man. And then what got you into photography itself?
So, actually, at the time, I was actually a musician, and I was playing bass in a folk trio.
Okay.
And at events, you would like play for an hour and then have 3, 4, 5 hours of supporting other bands. Yeah. So you would basically just sit and do nothing during that time. So I used to carry my camera with me and then just take pictures of other artists, of promoters and people that wanted photos in the crowd. And for the first sort of like 18 months, I would just do it as for free as a side hobby while I was actually playing events.
Wow, that's pretty cool, eh? So then you realized you could actually make money out of this.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I realized it myself, but while I kind of like at certain events, I wouldn't bring my camera. Just because I was busy or something, and then the owner of the event would be like, "Hey, we thought you'd bring your camera and take photos."
Yeah,
I would be like, "Oh yeah," and I'd be like, "Oh, I didn't go home after work before the gig, so I didn't bring it with me," and they'd be like, "Oh, that's disappointing." So they started to kind of go, "Hey, well, can we pay you to actually do it as a job?" Because at that time, everyone was, you know, Facebook was a huge thing. Instagram was coming up, and people wanted pictures. And it was almost getting to the point where if there were no pictures, people wouldn't like come or go to events.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it evolved that way.
Okay, that's so interesting. And then obviously you started taking photos and developed your style. And then how did it evolve from that? I mean, what other services do you offer? Do you just do event photography or how has your business evolved from that?
Yeah, so it's quite a strange thing. So you kind of, in those kind of fields, like creative fields, you become known for what people see. So,
yes.
So I mean, it's like acting, you know, if I say to you like Tom Cruise, you go like action star. You don't say like drama or comedy.
Yeah,
because he's known for the action part. But if you watch like Tropic Thunder, he's quite good at comedy.
Yeah,
but he's not known for that. So it's the same thing with me. Like I think because events happen every week and so often, people go, "Okay, he's the events guy." But I've really shot everything. I've shot everything from like food and weddings and corporates and products. You know, studio model portfolios, fashion shows. Okay. So I've done a whole bunch of work in other areas, but you know, if you're shooting like a kid's birthday party, it's not like photos you're going to put up on the web.
Yeah.
It's kind of a part family thing. So
yes.
People don't see that. So I could do 4 birthday parties on a weekend and 1 club event. And people will be like, oh, yeah, he's the club guy because I saw the club photos.
Yes. You know? Okay. No, okay, I understand. I understand.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where you become known for what you seem. It's like that for any creative field. You know, if you're an artist, people just see the painting and go, oh, amazing work. They don't know it was like 4 years to do that. Or you kind of slipped and fell and it just happened. So you kind of measured on what people see. And I think that's the one of the things with a side hustle is you can limit or measure what people see so that you stay relevant, you know, or work in the areas you want to work in.
No, that's great, man. And then in terms of like, how does it, your side hustle, how does the JG Group, how does that fit into your day in terms of like working a normal job? When do you do the photo shoots and how do you balance your time?
Yeah, so that is a tricky one because most of the work in photography, so when people think of photographers, they think of people that are just, you know, they've got a camera strapped to them and they're taking photos all the time.
Yeah.
But most of the work actually happens at a computer, editing and posting and distributing photos to clients and that kind of thing. So a lot of it's more the admin side. Okay. So in terms of like time, it's one of the reasons I got into events and the things that I do shoot because a lot of those things happen after hours or on weekends.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry too much about clashing with my job. Yes. But at the same time, at some point, you know, hopefully your side hustle becomes your main hustle.
Yes.
And you can naturally move from to the thing that you want to do the most.
Because it's your passion.
Yeah, but I think the challenge is the smart thing to do is to do it like gradually and do it low cost, sort of, I mean, like low input, high output, so that it makes sense to make the move.
Okay. So when you say low input, high output, I know photography is quite an expensive hobby to begin with. If someone was looking getting into photography as a side hustle, what sort of equipment could you maybe like recommend for like a beginner for something that he could use to get into the field? That's something that's obviously going to give professional quality photos. Is it mainly the camera or is it the software? What do you say?
Well, the first thing I'd say to people is, and it's a tricky question, because like with the advent of like smartphones and smartphone photography and things, the equipment we use is getting better and better every year. Cameras are getting lighter, they're being mirrorless, and even among photographers there's a whole debate as to whether you stick with your old DSLR, which is a mirror based system, or do you go mirrorless and use that system. There's a debate about whether smartphones are better and at which point they'll take over. So there's a whole lot of talk about the equipment side. I'd step back and say the first thing is you've got to have an eye.
Yeah, you got to have a talent for it, eh?
Yeah, I mean, because no matter what equipment you use. So I have friends who use like old film, still they love film, you know, 35mm film cameras.
Yes.
And they take sometimes pictures better than me.
Right.
Without any digital editing or anything. So the first thing I'd say is you got to have an eye for it. Okay. Then you need equipment, and the equipment isn't really as important if your eye is practiced. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So you can get, you can start with a beginner camera. I mean, I started with a 350, Canon 350D back in the day. Now I'm on a Canon 6D. I've never really bought a new camera or had one of the top in camera, but my photos are still decent enough for what
Because I mean,
so it's not
the normal person won't really know the difference, is that what you're saying, between something shot with a
the diff- difference. They'll know the difference in the skill and the talent of the photographer.
Yes.
They won't know the difference in whether you used this body of camera or this body of camera.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like cell phone photography, you know? If the photo's good, the photo's good. No one knows if you use a Samsung, cheap Samsung, or a top-end,
like Huawei
or Apple or a kind of a phone. A guy with a great Apple phone can still take worse pictures than a guy with a cheap, you know, LG phone. So it's one of those things where people don't really look at the equipment, they look at the results, which is the actual picture.
Which is the talent of the photographer.
Yes, correct. So I have some young guys who, I mean, I try and mentor as many young guys coming through as I can.
Oh, that's awesome.
And some of them will spend, you know, 80 grand on their first camera body.
Wow.
And then only afterwards realize, I'm better at video than photography.
Yeah.
And then go like, okay, what do I do with this? And now I'm like, well, why do you spend so much on a, you know, on a starter body? Rather, like I said, I would go in lower, discover that I can make money with it.
Prove yourself first, that you can actually cut it in there.
Even with the equipment you have, though,
with the equipment you have,
you can buy a 100,000 rand camera. It doesn't mean you have the experience or the knowledge to use it.
Or use
all its functionality. So I said to guys, you know, I've actually been offered cameras where I go, whoa, that's beyond me.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I would never use, you know, all the features.
Yes. Okay. No, well, that's good. That's good advice, Sam. And then in terms of, like, it's quite a cutthroat industry. Is it quite competitive? How's it, or do you find are willing to, you know, swap and change between guys? Or
I think, okay, in terms of competitiveness, I think it'll always be competitive.
I
don't think that the competitiveness between photographers, as much as the access to, like, images and video is becoming much more, like, widespread among the populace.
Yes.
So everyone's got a smartphone now, which takes decent video and takes pictures. So now the debate's more about, do I actually need a professional, or will this do?
Yeah.
And I suppose that's different for every client based on what's important to them for their event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like when you do a wedding. Some will spend more on the dress and less on the DJ. Some will spend more on the DJ and less on the cake. You know, will say, well, I don't even want to have a cake because I want to spend all money on my honeymoon. So it's that kind of competitiveness, I think, that we worry about more. In terms of, like, of my viewpoint in terms of competitiveness, like, I always encourage young guys and more people to get into the market.
Because
my view is, if the industry is growing, then there'll be more work for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I encourage guys to get into it and try. And at the same time, because it's a talent-based thing and not a technology-based thing, in my view, of the guys that get through, the guys that are really good will thrive, and the guys that are not that great will eventually go, okay, I need to move on and find something else.
That
works for me.
Okay, no, excellent, man.
We are taking a short break to call on all makers. Maker Mania is coming to Cape Town later this year, and the call to makers is now open. Makers of all ages are welcome. Maker Mania is a two-day public event that will take place in the Cape Town Science Center. For more information, please go to makermania.co.za.
And then, so in terms of your business, what services do you offer? If a customer wanted to get hold of you?
I'm known for photography and event photography and kind of like fashion and model work the most.
Okay.
So most of my business comes through events and that kind of thing. But like I said, I've shot, corporates and products and weddings and, I've shot the broad spectrum. So anything really that people need,
You can offer
involved on the photography side. I am now also offering video
Okay.
Video work through other freelancers. So what I've done is why I call my business JG Group. So I can bring in guys I know that are talented in certain areas.
And collaborate with.
And I collaborate with them to give the kind of what they need. So I'm offering things like video, live music for events, live music for like weddings and corporates, like jazz bands.
Yes.
And that kind of thing. So all that's part. So basically anything in media that you need, I can source, and I can also add. And then I leave it up to the client as to what's the most important to them. So I've had clients go, hey, I need drone footage for a factory. And we've done that. I will just source the best guy. I think that one of the things that does differentiate me is I'll find the guy that will give you the best job for what you want.
Okay. That makes sense. That's good. You're out there to help the client achieve his goal.
Yeah, correct. So if a guy calls me and goes, I want a drone video for, let's say, property, I'll know who does that and who does it the best.
Okay, nice.
As opposed to, I want photos of food from a restaurant, I know who does that and does that.
Yeah. I don't do that, I'm not interested.
Correct. But also, what I find is guys will go online and go, oh, photographer, let me hire him because he's the cheapest rate. And then he's never shot the thing that you need to shoot.
Yeah.
And then he'll give you. And so you kind of like, I mean, I always say to guys, you kind of get what you ask for and what you pay for.
Yes,
but at the same time, I've with a network where I can
network
you with the right people, and I can kind of like broker the best deal for both parties.
Okay, you know? That's good.
And that kind of gives everyone the best value for money.
Yes, yeah, no, I understand. So you're there to work with the customer and grow with the customer, which is a good added value to offer to your customer.
Yeah.
That's excellent, man. And then in terms of COVID-19, we're all in lockdown now. You can obviously work remotely, obviously not taking photos, but what other services can you offer if customers are looking for stuff now during lockdown?
I've structured my business so that I have some business that's like cash like weekly, income monthly, some are like bookings way in advance. So the smart thing to do for a side hustle business or any side hustle business is to stagger your like kind of income levels so that there's always some measure of income coming in, whether it be like short term, medium term, or long term. So in that way, it's not so much about what I can do for you now, but it's what I can do for you in 3 months' time. Pay the deposit now so I have some cash flow now, and I have some cash in 3 months' time. So if you smartly like structure your business, there's always a way that there's cash always coming in. And at the same time, there is opportunity for me to do things remotely and digitally at the moment. I haven't really got into it as much just because the market is so saturated at the moment. So everyone's doing the same thing. I mean, every photographer is trying to like teach photography or it's online at the moment. So I think there's just too much out there bombarding people at the moment. So I'm kind of just biding my time at the moment to see where the actual differentiation points are, one of the things I've done in business for a long time is I try and look at where there's a gap in the market.
And then try and
meet that need.
So at the moment, find a niche.
So at the moment I'm just kind of looking at seeing where in my field of media, where is there
a niche.
The most niche, and I could do everything from music lessons to photography lessons to editing, tips. But it's kind of seeing where to fit in at the moment, because I think everyone's kind of jumping in, kind of on the same bandwagon for the same things.
It's sort of like a mad scramble at the moment.
Yeah, correct, correct. So the ones we're looking at going, where's the gap? They're kind of going, well, let me just follow what everyone else is doing.
And I'm
sitting a bit and going, let's just see where I can fit in.
Wait for the dust to settle a bit, and then find the gap, and then move in. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good strategy to have, I think.
Yeah.
Lekker, man. And then, so what do you see? What lies in store for you for the future for JG Group?
Well, I mean, you've always got to like look at the market. I think one of the things that's obviously huge at the moment is video.
Yeah.
So like 10 years ago, like, you know, photos were with a huge rage. I think that's at the moment it's video, but at the same time, the consumers' like attention span is dropping as well. So
yes,
10 years ago, you know, music videos were all the rage, and nowadays it's like, do I really have 3.5 minutes to watch this whole video?
So that's the thing,
So at the moment, I think it's a combination of photos and short kind of like highlight reels, which I've been doing a lot of. You know, it's like 1 minute Instagram clips, 30 second WhatsApp clips. I mean, that's why TikTok is so huge at the moment, because someone's found a way to combine music and very short video into a niche market area. So I think for my business, I'll always be doing photos, because you always need those. Stills will always be a thing that you need, good quality stills, because photography captures like moments which you can't get back, and you can't pause fast enough in a video. So it'll always be those like those looks, those smiles, and those things between people, and those times that you want to remember. So I think it'll always be a need for photography, but I think video and short video clips and highlight reels and stuff is definitely a way to go. And I think also trying to find a way that creates that video with the least amount of data.
Yes. Okay.
Because data is the big commodity in the world at the moment. So whoever finds the next big thing to speed and data are two things. So whoever finds a way to make it work faster and with the least amount of data, they'll be winning.
Yes. Excellent, man. So Jerome, if people want to get hold of you, how do they go about getting hold of your services?
Yeah, so I am on Facebook under my group page, JG Media Group. I think my Facebook, personal Facebook, Jerome Govender, is quite full, but my contact details are on there as well.
Okay.
And then I'm on Instagram at Jerome Gov. So those are probably the three best ways people get hold of me.
Excellent.
And I find it the best. I think WhatsApp is also going to be a huge platform going forward for media, because as it grows, it now involves pictures, documents, videos, text.
Yeah, so you can do everything on WhatsApp, basically.
Yes, you can do most everything on WhatsApp. So a lot of people just, I will just give them my business card and say, awesome, WhatsApp me. So yeah, guys, WhatsApp me.
Hello?
Oh,
you did. Okay, guys can WhatsApp you and get hold of you. Yeah, that way.
Excellent,
man. Okay, great stuff, man, Jerome. Well, we'll put all of that info in the link below. And thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. And hustle hard, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And good luck with this. And it's a great idea to give guys opportunity to talk about the side hustle. So if I bombarded with any more small businesses that want some exposure, I'll send them your way.
No, great stuff, man. And we'll follow up in a couple of months after lockdown to see how you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Awesome, Jerome. Take it easy. Cheers.
Thank you for tuning in to Side Hustle. To all side hustlers out there, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to hear about your business. Contact us if you are keen to sponsor the show. Also, make sure you like and share this chat. Let's all help get side hustlers' business pumping. Until next time.